12:58. Welcome back in to the final hour of Show and Vern. We are live at the Community Blood Center, 4040 Main. Priest Holmes is signing autographs and a hell of a scarf that he had on earlier. People might think that was too much gray, but I thought it was perfect. Dante Hall is out here also, having a really good time out here. And there's some other news that we just got sent to us that we need to let the people know. By the way, we're out here till 6. The drive with Carrington and Brad Manning are going to take over at 2 o'clock. But the raffle?
Now, first of all, show.
What?
The goal. 300 donors, 300 donations.
Let's go.
We passed the one-third mark.
Come on.
Last hour.
Oh.
Need to pick it up a little bit. 4040 Main. Where's Community she? Blood Center and the Kansas City Chiefs, the 21st annual blood drive.
Where did she reach out to get that Dante Hall jersey?
All donors will receive a special Chiefs design t-shirt. Register, get a t-shirt. You'll be entered into a raffle for Chiefs memorabilia, including a Patrick Mahomes jersey. How's that sound? A signed Priest Holmes jersey. A signed Dante Hall jersey. A signed Travis Kelce game-worn gloves.
One more koozie left to be signed here at this table as well.
A signed Tenderfoot mini helmet.
What? Tenderfoot?
A signed Sammy Watkins mini helmet.
Oh, boy.
And a signed Dustin Colquitt hat. All of that.
Damn, Dustin didn't get a help.
And you get a meet. The human joystick. And number 31, Priest Holmes.
Damn, Dustin didn't get a helmet. The punter got a hat, huh?
Deserved. Well, Travis signed game-worn gloves.
Oh, that's cool, though. That's like them shoes that LeBron gave away the other day.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I know which one I would want the most.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know which one I'd want. Yeah. It certainly ain't the Dante Hall jersey.
Man, why do you got to do that? This is why Dante's so mean to you.
It would be the third one.
This is why Dante doesn't like you.
It would be the third one.
Now, the reason why we're out here at the Community Blood Center is because, especially around this time of the year when supplies are expected to drop, look, every single day of the year, the Community Blood Center needs over 500 donors to meet the requirements of the 65 area hospitals. Now, we're aiming for 300 donors today. They need 500 because one in every 7 admissions to a hospital requires a blood transfusion. And with the limited shelf life, supplies must be continually replenished. So it only takes an hour to donate. Again, 4040 Main Street. If you're not in the Kansas City area, there is a Community Blood Center near you. Olathe, Overland Park, Topeka, Blue Springs, Gladstone, and up in St. Joseph. You can find them online, savealifenow.org. Again, like Show said, we'll be out here until 2 o'clock, and then the guys from the drive, Bradley Fanning and Carrington Harrison, will take over at 2.
If I pull these three teams, because the NFL, we have looked at this, Vern, the NFL this year has become a passing, like, not even just passing, Vern, but just scoring touchdowns and just scoring points at a high rate. 30 points does not feel difficult to obtain. Like, even like the Raiders scored 33 against
Lando.
The Chiefs. The Raiders scored 33 against the Chiefs. Like, it doesn't seem to be a hard thing to do, and that's what we were looking at this year is, man, you got to be able to score. Like we've said, to beat the Chiefs, to compete with the Chiefs, man, you got to be able to put up 27. Well, we watched Baltimore, 24 almost done it. And we look at, there's just like three performances of late. The Bears and what they did, the number they did on the Rams. And the Cowboys and the number they did on the Saints. Like, there was at least the Rams could say, hell, it was 20 degrees in Chicago. Now, it was no problem in Dallas. They just did a number on the Saints. And then last night, Seattle and what they've done here the last couple of weeks and what they did to the Vikings. Those three teams in particular in the NFC, those teams I think will make the playoffs. And they have a chance, I believe. Like, I look at them and I thought, like, this is the year of scoring. But I wonder, are those teams able to do it? I don't want to put the Ravens in that because I think their quarterback situation is so bad that's just going to kill them. But when I look at Dallas, Chicago, and Seattle, Vern, the way they're playing defense, can you see any of them? Anybody listening? You're listening. You can bring it in on the Protein House, eat with the Purpose text line. Do you see any of those teams that are defensive teams having a chance to win two or three games in a row. Hell, let me say that. Can they beat the Rams and the Saints in consecutive weeks? Can you even fathom that happening with those teams?
No, not those two teams back-to-back, no. Now, they could, I guess, if they get lucky, beat the Rams, and then maybe the Bears beat the Saints on the other side of the bracket. So, no. A defense-first ball club cannot run through offensive juggernauts, not in today's NFL, not consecutively.
See, I would tend to agree with you, except I don't think Chicago can. I think Mitch Trubisky is rough when it comes to big things. Like throwing the ball down the field, I don't have any confidence in him. When you got to go make a play, Mitch doesn't have it. All right. I think Mitch is going to be a solid quarterback, but he don't have it. Russell is different to me. Russell is a difference maker, and they got some things they can do. They've run the football on most anybody this year, and they've got some guys. Doug Baldwin is an above-average receiver, all this. I think Russell, when you got the quarterback, that is a difference maker. I give him the opportunity and a chance to do it better than the other. And then Dallas, they get so much pressure on the quarterback, and their linebackers are really, really good. And they've got a couple of guys in the secondary. They played well with each other. All right, Dante, we'll see you Friday. And then when you look at Dallas's offensive talent with Amari Cooper and Zeke Elliott, it's hard for me to just completely say, nah, they can't do it. Because I don't think it's high, but I think those two teams, because of Russell and the offensive talent, have a legit chance where I think, you know what, maybe they could get them.
I don't see it.
No.
No.
Damn.
No, Russell's a playmaker. Russell's a superstar, I'll give you that, but he just doesn't have anyone else. You have to, okay, sure, you can maybe slow down one of those high-powered offenses, but you have to have the semblance, or at least you have to be able to pretend to be a high-powered offense come January. You can say what you want about Doug Baldwin. They got nobody else. Russell can't do it himself week in and week out against the upper echelon offenses. And I don't think the Seahawks defense is in the same breath as the Bears, and I don't think they are in the same category as the Cowboys.
I tend to agree with you, but I think when you have the combination of there's something about a quarterback that we've seen before, man. There's something about a quarterback. And I think that Seattle's defense is equipped enough to hold them to 24, 27. I think they're good enough to hold them to like 27 points. And I think Russell can
see, get – I think you're making think too much Russell out of the Vikings then. Because if you
– I don't think – it's just, man, not last the night, it's yeah, not just the Vikings. I think their defense has been playing much better here recently.
Yeah, maybe they have. I watching that game last night, to me it was more about how brutal Minnesota's offense was, more so than the – and furthermore, that game was in Seattle, and we know the kind of difference that home crowd can make.
Yeah,
but they'll be going on the road if and when they make it to the postseason.
That is a good point, but I think Seattle with Russell Wilson is a better team, and some of the guys they have, the veterans on that defense, is a better team that's equipped to handle the road. I don't think that's –
I'll put the Bears above all of them, and I think it's heads and tails better than all of them. I understand your reservations regarding Mitch Trubisky, but I think the marriage with the talent that he has around him, because I think he has a lot of speed, and I think Tariq Cohen is a special player, along with the play calling of Matt Nagy. And again, this NFL in 2018 is so different to where – man, I believe Nagy is a force in the playoffs. I think Nagy gives his offense the edge over Jason Garrett's offense, even though Garrett's offense has more star power in Zeke, Dak, and Amari. They don't have three stars in Chicago, but they have the better coach. And when you can scheme...
Chicago's the better coach than who?
Dallas.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about Pete Carroll. I got you.
No. But to me, and this goes back to a conversation we've had countless times, it's about having the offensive mind. I think that can be an edge, just like we're hoping that with the loss of Kareem Hunt and maybe the loss of Sammy Watkins, that Andy Reid will then become that edge. I think Matt Nagy, to a certain extent offsets the deficiencies of Mitchell Trubisky and gives the Bears the edge over Dallas
Seattle. He offsets it, but I don't think he gives them the edge over Dallas and Seattle because at some point they got to make plays.
Sure.
And I feel more comfortable with the talent that Dak has with him and Cooper and Zeke that they can make plays and his offensive line than and obviously I believe Russell can make plays over him. Can we transition to this real quick? I feel like I've got an understanding more since we've had conversations about our thoughts with the Chiefs because I think it is becoming a thing that we are looked at, and especially myself, looked at as being too hard on the Chiefs for things that they've done. And I'll say that if we're looking at just a normal business and in terms of business moves, you know what, I'll even agree with you that I've been too hard on them, that I have a different thought process about the NFL, partly because they've stepped out and tried to push this, but a different thought process of the NFL than I do for Hallmark or Starbucks or H&R Block, whatever. But when I look across the parking lot to the Royals and I look at how Dayton Moore handles situations and how I look at some of these situations that the Chiefs have been in, it is really hard for me to believe that the Chiefs would handle, or Dayton Moore would handle those situations the same way. And when I look at the standard, if the Chiefs just operated with half the standard that the Royals did, I think it would be so much better. Like I think Clark came out and Andy have come out as the voice and the faces of the league, or I mean of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think what they have come out and said has been, to me, in my opinion, up to board of where they should. And then I look at situations with Dayton Moore and the Royals and how they handle things and how much they see their place in the community. And I think that's partly why I may look at things the way that I do with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think the Royals are unique in professional sports. And
sure,
the way that they invest in the human being, in the father, the husband, the brother. I mean, Danny Duffy has his incident, and within 48 hours, Dayton Moore is in front of all the Kansas City media admonishing Danny for what he did, letting everyone know that Danny's hurting and he should be hurting, quote, he should be hurting. And yet, at the same time, after admonishing him for doing what he did, he wraps an arm around him and says, but you're still my guy. We believe in you. We're going to give you the help that you need. Dayton's also the guy that, with the Luke Heimlich situation, man, I'm very cynical when it comes to professional sports, but I believe in, when Dayton Moore said he believed that the kid deserved a second chance, that he cared about this kid's life not being ruined, not being solely defined by that mistake that he made, I believe Dayton Moore. When I saw him and the rest of his front office at Yordano Ventura's Kansas City funeral, I mean, the stories that they told had nothing to do with the baseball player. It was about the young man. I think they're unique, and to hold any other franchise and any other professional sport to that standard, they're all going to fall short.
I agree. But the small part of caring about their players and caring about how their players are in the community, in my opinion, I feel like that's how organization – that should be the floor to me. I'm not saying they got to drive up to Chris Young's house and stuff like that when you let him go, but that should be the floor. Please take one. Thank you so much, and keep fighting. The Royals, on a personal level for me, have a ton of pressure on them this year. I mean a ton.
Wow. Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back into Show and Vern, live for the Community Blood Center here, 4040 Main. We've had a really good time
here.
Big crowd here. A lot of people came out to check us out at Priest Holmes and Dante Hall.
How many autographs do you end up signing, man?
If I'm up to five. Up to five here, guys. Keep fighting, show, keep fighting. A lot of people getting that action. Big action there. Big action. Here in about 5 minutes. This could be a big moment to really cement the start to becoming an all-time great for Patrick Mahomes in this game Thursday.
Ooh, hey, tomorrow night, 6 to 10, live from Kansas Hall in Overland Park. It is Ultimate Christmas 2018. It's our yearly thank you to you for making it a wonderful year for 610 Sports Radio, for everyone on the drive, everyone on Fesco in the morning. Things have been a little rough with us as far as the ratings are concerned, but hopefully tomorrow we get out there, get to meet a few of you that are listening to Fesco, that are listening to the drive, and hopefully we convince you to start listening to us. It benefits Noah's Bandage Project. Again, tomorrow, 6 to 10, Kansas Hall in Overland Park, just for showing up, and it's a free event. Again, Fesco and the drive, they've been doing so well, we can make this a free event. It's 21 and over, but Noah's Bandage Project is giving away over $5,000 in prizes, including an arcade classic machine provided by Amini's. Tickets to Monster Jam, tickets to see Mizzou and K-State and the Mavericks. You got, what, four or five Echo Dots that will be given away, hooking you up to the other place, KC Beard Company, Hotel Phillips, the Ainsworth. Maybe we could go on and on. But, again, more than $5,000 in prizes. Kansas Hall tomorrow night, 6 to 10. Complimentary pizza buffet from 6 to 8. Show I will eat the crust because I know you. You just got to scrape off the toppings.
Oh, I'm not going to be disrespectful like that.
There's a lot of pizza. It's not disrespectful.
That's disrespectful to me to be at a party and just because I'm on keto.
So do you remember last year how many pizzas?
Pizza topping off of? No, that's disrespectful.
Do you remember how many pizzas there were last year?
I don't care. That's disrespectful.
Remember how Bigley was keeping guard of the pizza last year?
I'm not going to grab pizza toppings and then throw away the crust. That's rude.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'll eat the crust.
And I'm not going to do that.
Waste not, want not.
That's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
Then I'm adding to how many, because you're going to eat multiple pizzas that have the toppings on it.
Yes.
And the cheese on it.
Correct.
And then you're going to eat also, and I listen to KDB myself.
All right, because you guys think I'm fat.
Right? I don't think you're fat, but that's not going to help.
All right. Ultimate Christmas is presented by Twin Peaks, and again.
She wants you to get the treadmill, and that's not going to help.
Yeah, we got it. It'll be live from Kansas Hall in Overland Park tomorrow, 6 to 10.
Because do you not understand how many pieces of pizza that I would have to get to make it satisfying for me to just take the cheese and the topping off?
I don't know. I mean, and I know the pizza that we're getting, and the toppings are aplenty. So,
like, but I'm gonna need like four or five slices to make it right.
That's fine.
And you're gonna eat four or five additional slices?
No, I'll eat one, and then the rest you just will throw it to the birds.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not.
We'll
doing
throw
that.
It to the birds.
No, I'm not doing that. That's rude. There are other people in there who could have eaten that pizza.
Okay.
Not doing it. What are those sandwiches?
We'll have an update on Thursday to see how many pieces of pizza show ruined.
This is why the Royals to me. This is why this is big for me this year.
What's that?
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. It's personal.
Uh-oh.
And I put a lot of pressure on these jokers. Go ahead and take one, man. It's all good. All right.
Yeah, we got these koozies for
That's
you.
Right.
That's right.
That's right. I love those rose gold.
Do you want Ron to autograph it for
it's
you?
It's okay.
He'll autograph it.
We're okay. It's okay.
Ooh, used to have a Ron the Show Hughley t-shirt.
There you go. Yeah, there's three of them out there.
Oh, with 610.
610
on it.
I hope you still got it. Keep fighting.
Hey, there you go. There's another one. That one's autographed by Show.
That's right. There's pressure on them because – They are going all in on the we are going to be the stolen base team, baby.
No doubt.
Go out and get Bill Hamilton.
Man, just call him Billy Hamilton.
You go out and get Bill Hamilton, who is maybe the fastest guy in the league. You go out and get Adalberto Mondesi.
There's no H.
You go out and get him, who may be the second or third fastest guy in the league.
I think he's faster than Billy.
You think he's faster than Bill?
I do.
All right, 1-2, whatever, however you – they're in the top 1%, baby. And then you got Whit Merrifield, who has, right now, who's on the team, and has the art of stealing the base down.
And he cheats with that oven mitt that gives him, like, an extra few inches.
Brett Phillips, a few other guys on the team, Christian Colon. These guys are going to steal bases at a high rate. And I need it to work because I really think it's the only chance my son has at being a professional athlete is if he could be a base dealer. My wife has already expressed to me there is not a chance in God's green earth that he's playing football. Mm-hmm. And it was not a we could negotiate it. It was a look square in my eyes. My baby's not playing football. So I have already worked that out.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him swing a golf club. We're done.
He can't be done already.
Done. I'm and I thought he's left-handed. We got a shot.
Right. Because as you remember from Cats, that gives you an advantage.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking he's left-handed. I thought there's an outside chance he could be Tim Hill or whatever his name is.
Tim Hill. Wow, I didn't think you had Tim Hill.
I thought there was an outside chance. Who was the other guy?
Submarine Southpaw.
Who was the other guy, number 55 for the Royals?
Louis Coleman.
No.
From the right side.
55. He was a left-handed.
Tim Collins.
Tim Collins mix. Tim Hill, Tim Collins. I thought it was an outside chance. But he
– about basketball?
He's not – he's – man, my dad and mom – really my dad. My mom was 5'5", brown eyes. My mom was tall enough. My dad did not give me a lot to work with. Mm-hmm. And I'm not giving my son a lot to work with,
true.
You know, and my wife, she's 5 foot, so we're done. So he's going to be, you know, at 5'9", hopefully, and that's not working. And he has a good jump shot, but it's not good enough, and you can already tell at 4 when it's not good enough. So baseball, middle infielder, outfielder, stealing bases, this is what we got to deal with. And if they make stealing bases big enough, I've already watched my son. He gets really good leadoffs, even though they're illegal, and he's been called out one time by that hard-ass umpire who was 14. He leads off really well, and he gets into it, and he's ready to take off.
Yeah.
So I think this is a chance. And if they make this a big deal and it rises as a bigger deal in baseball,
oh, it's going to be the thing.
Little show's got a chance.
Royals are going to make stolen bases hot.
It feels like you're talking nasty when you say that Royals are going to make stolen bases
hot. No, like they made bullpen.
Like, you see her face?
They made the bullpen hot.
A little too much.
Bullpen was hot, man. People were repping HDH. The defense was hot. People would lose it over a great play from Moose at third and Kane at
seven. How about it? Yeah.
No, they'll make stolen bases hot. They'll come up with some clever nickname for Billy and Mondy and Witt. They'll, you know, just off the top of my head, the Stolen Base Kings. I don't know. They'll come up with some really cool nickname like Stolen Base Kings.
God be with us right now. Stop traffic. All hands on deck. Send it in any way you can. The Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We have got to come off Vern's Stolen Base Kings.
It could
off
catch
the top
on.
Of my head. Please
SBK.
Come up with a better name for the Royals if they become stolen base psychopaths. And that's not it.
That's
if they
terrible.
Start, I'm not saying that was
Dayton
a nickname.
Would never
I'm just
sign
saying,
off on that.
Give them a cool name for that because that was not it.
Will you say it in your Billy Hamilton voice?
That's not
it. We'd be the Stolen Base Kings.
Yeah, we'd be the Stolen Base Kings.
Could you imagine?
See?
And another steal from Billy Hamilton. Mark one in again for the Stolen Base Kings.
That sounds great.
It does not. No.
Did Denny ever say HDH? I don't think Denny gets down with I don't think Denny gets down with nicknames.
And that's the end of the game. Strike three from
Greg Holland.
Greg Holland. And in the seventh, it was Herrera. The,
the Herrera. Hang on. Herrera's great. Do Herrera.
In the seventh, it was Herrera. And the eighth, it was Wade Davis. And in the ninth, to complete the HDH formula, Greg Holland finishes the game. We'll be back with the totals.
He never said HDH.
HDH no. For the win.
Oh, man. No, there'll be a cool nickname. Got... There'll be T-shirts. And I know how
that's
big of a –
That's what Speed Do was cool. Royals I know how base big of a... robbers. That's better.
Ooh.
King of things. That's – yeah.
King
that,
of things. That sounds like something Serta
thieves,
would come up
Thief in the night.
Ooh. No.
Ooh. Stay the
actually,
nasty
Actually, that's
got
to tie in with the Bible. That could actually
work
out.
Out for – Yeah, fast and steady.
Uh-oh. See, how about you think about it off the air? You're not as quick as I am.
Not as quick. Yours was horrible quick.
Stolen Base Kings.
No, man, that's silly.
Katie just texted me, my fiance, and says, I have changed my mind. I want Show to officiate our wedding in his Denny Matthews voice.
I can do that. Place the rings here. That circle. The circle that is the ring is... A amazing thing that expresses the life. That circle never ends, just like a relationship between you, Kathleen, and you,
Caitlin,
Joshua.
Caitlin,
excuse me. That circle never ends, just like your love will not. Rings, please.
Oh, man, no, you're not. I still got to get you on the invite list.
Yeah, I got to get on the invite list. Yeah, I don't even know. Sorry, we didn't even get to Pat.
No, we'll get to it.
Well, maybe. Coming up, the moment most of you all have been waiting for.
Oh, all right.
We're not at the studio Serta is going to travel to San Diego today for Tuesday morning donuts. Let's see him blow it this time.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
And if anyone has any objections to this couple being married, Joshua and Katie, forever hold your peace. I'm not even going to give you the ability to speak now. Forever hold your peace. You may kiss the bride. No tongue, big fella. That's what I would say to you if I officiated the wedding.
No, we already got someone. Friend of mine I've known for a real long time.
I don't think he would do as good as I would.
We'll see. Hey, welcome back. We are live from the Community Blood Center as they team up with the Chiefs for the 21st annual Blood Drive. We're hanging out with you until 2 o'clock, but C-Dot and Fanning, the drive coming your way beginning at 2 o'clock as accepting donations all the way up until 6 o'clock because, look, the Community Blood Center needs over 500 donors each and every day to even meet the needs of the 65 area hospitals, as one in every 7 admissions require a blood transfusion, and the limited shelf life means the supplies must be continually replenished. It takes 1 hour, 4040 Main Street here in Kansas City. If you're not in the area, there is a Community Blood Center in Olathe, Overland Park, Topeka, Blue Springs, Gladstone, and up in St. Joe. Dante Hall and Priest Holmes were out here earlier. Even though you miss them, you can still cash in because all donors will be entered into a raffle for Chiefs memorabilia, which includes a Patrick Mahomes jersey, a signed Priest Holmes jersey, a signed Dante Hall jersey, a signed Dustin Colquitt hat, a signed Travis Kelce game-worn glove, and signed Sammy Watkins mini helmet. We are just about halfway to our goal. Hoping to surpass that goal by the time we get out of here at 6 o'clock.
We're going to get – let's get to Tuesday morning donuts right now. Let's hear Serta just blow this real quick. I know that Spectre has become the new Triple H, but this is what Carrington has to have been dealing with.
What are you talking about?
Since he's taken over. He sent
Spectre?
Spec sent in to us what he thinks the nickname should be for the stolen base guys.
What is it?
He didn't send it to me.
Three Still Migos.
What? Say it again?
And he's... I know you
No, please say it again. I didn't hear it.
Three Still Migos.
Three Steel Migos.
That's exactly what I just said.
You said still.
Three Still Migos.
That doesn't even...
It's... And I don't... I know you can't... How you doing? I know you can't judge how people... type, but the way he typed it, I feel like he thought, man, I got something here. This is the one. T-shirt.
Steel Migos.
I mean, see, Triple H struggled out the gates too first.
Steel Amigos would be better.
This one's going to be hard, man. That's what
Maybe it's just the job. Maybe once you become a suit, you just get corny.
Oh, God, man, he's only been a suit for 2 days.
Has he?
You're right. He was the assistant.
Right.
Serta, have you started right now?
Speaking of the assistant.
Yeah, we're doing
that's
Tuesday
morning. That's what Serta's angling for right now.
Yes,
we're
I'm trying.
Donuts. He's calling donuts. He told us yesterday prior. I can't believe Nurse Jen hasn't sent in numbers. He told us yesterday prior to even looking up, there aren't any Dunkin' Donuts in San Diego.
And then he looked it up, and what did he say?
Oh, there's six.
No, I said that. Called L.A., I'm working on it. The last guy wasn't interested. When we called L.A., there wasn't, like, any. There's not as many on the West Coast as there is on the East Coast.
What's that based off of? You have no knowledge
facts.
Of that.
It's okay. Not facts.
Okay.
It's not.
I don't want to give him as
today,
much time as we normally
today
do.
Today, they were not here. I thought, like, I feel like...
Because I'll be honest, we can't see him. I don't even know if he's trying.
I don't know. I feel like he's cheating. I feel like he's going to spread some time and like, oh, I'm going to take
cheating?
A few calls.
How would he cheat?
I think he's going to have someone call up.
That takes forward thinking. That's planning. He doesn't do that. Or else Tuesday morning donuts would be a success every single week. And for those that don't know.
He's a bang-up liar, though, and he'll go through many links to lie to do stuff.
But why would he not have lied already?
Because he's not smart enough to think, I can lie with them sitting in front of me. Now that they're not here, he could put it together.
Yeah, it all started with the Patriots game. We decided that every single week we will call the city of the opponent that the Chiefs are playing and try to get someone on from a local Dunkin' Donuts to talk about the game.
I got somebody.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Way to go, Steve. Curtis got one. Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Do you have a name or any?
Keith in San Diego.
Keith, are you all really right in San Diego?
Way to go, Serta.
What's up, bro?
Keith is bringing it. All right, Keith. What part? Hold on. Is this real,
this
Keith?
This isn't real.
Where are you? What Dunkin' Donut? What
no.
Dunkin' Donuts location
like
are you at?
You can't talk like that at work.
What Dunkin' Donut location are you at in San Diego, Keith?
Rodeo Drive, baby.
Rodeo Drive.
I think Serta
he's
put himself
at,
on the
34800 Bob Wilson Drive. I wouldn't know the address either.
I don't know how real this
is,
Bert.
Isn't real.
I don't this know is, how real this
Serta
is.
Serta is, I think, on his cell phone.
Sir, all right. Can
There's
you
no
name
way I can flip over that fast.
Do you like
yes,
the?
Yes, there is. It's very easy.
Do you
Nick
like
is
the
in
Chargers?
Studio with me right now. I am not on my phone.
Do you like the Chargers?
I'm the biggest San Diego Superchargers fan, bro. And there's no way Alex Smith is coming to meet Philip Rivers.
I'm done with this. I know this isn't true. I will
it's
walk.
Like a fake California.
It would. I will walk out.
I want to keep talking to
Keith. No, you talk to him. Because I keep talking to Keith.
He's still
this
there.
This is a lie. This is a lie for the pitiful. This is the lowest you've ever done, Serta. The absolute
we got
lowest.
Some gnarly donuts, bro, in here.
What's your favorite donut, Keith?
Los Angeles cream, Bert.
What's a lot? Oh, you know me? Did you just call me Vern?
See, he just called you Vern, man. This is ridiculous. This is the saddest
thing. Los Angeles cream, Vern.
Stop this. This is the saddest thing that you have ever done.
Oh, man.
I told him your names before he came out with you. You know, that's what you do as a professional.
What's up, bro?
Why? Why are you doing this?
Why
I don't
you keep
understand.
Calling us bros?
I can't even.
Keith, do you have a final score for us? A prediction?
Oh, shut up, Vern. Don't even get straight.
Give us a prediction, Keith.
I totally think the Chargers will knock him out.
This is sad.
This is the best one yet. This is such an obvious lie.
He called you Vern. He called
I'm big
you
in San Diego.
Vern. Keith, do you remember your name? I bet you he doesn't even remember. This is just
Keith, what's your last name?
Diego. Says, my name's Dan Diego, baby.
He said his name is Dan Diego. This is
all right. His name's Keith been, Feeney.
I've never
Keith
been
Feeney.
I've never been more disappointed
Why are you
in the history
so
of
dead
my life.
Set on lying for
he told he told I me can't. His last name. I thought it was weird too. It's not generally how I introduce myself to someone.
This is
why is he so over the top with this California
this is
accent?
This is unbelievable.
Oh, this is,
this no, game's gonna be sick.
And the reason I know he's lying, there's no way Serta would keep a real person on this long. This is absolutely.
Thanks for.
I think Keith has been spectacular.
Thanks, Keith.
I've always hated Pete Sweeney. I really have. I've hated Pete Sweeney from the jump. This is just sad. Pete, we were getting in good graces, and you have just done this.
Oh, that was Pete? Oh.
That's some guy named Keith in San Diego.
I can't believe you were right, that he thought because we weren't there, now is the time to lie and cheat. Because you've been failing. Whatever.
Somehow people are finding enjoyment out of this on the protein house eat with the it was
I just yeah I liked it. Nice job, Keith.
Newsflash.
Keith crushed it.
Serta's newsflash.
Kenyon Drake is admitting he really screwed up in the Miami Miracle on Sunday. After scoring the go-ahead touchdown on a miraculous play, he threw the football 30 rows into the stands. He's now asking whichever fan got to take that football home, if they would return it to him, he will replace it with memorabilia and tickets.
I don't want Kenyon Drake memorabilia.
Me either.
Who wants Kenyon Drake
It's
stuff?
Not Kenyon Drake memorabilia. It's the football from the
no,
longest touchdown to end a game
I
in history.
But,
I'd keep it.
But yeah, I'm saying
pay
Kenyon,
me.
Kenyon Drake says he wants the ball back, and he'll give you memorabilia in return.
I
don't want any Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, you know Dan Marino?
I don't want...
You know O.J. McDuffie?
I don't want memorabilia from anybody that I can't recognize by seeing their face.
Yeah, Kenyon, I'll give you the football, but
I'm pretty
put
sure.
Me in touch with Irving Fryer.
Okay, you're just going to go. You're going to go here. We're going to do this. Mark Duper, you got to put it in. We're going to build Bernie Parmalee. Is this where we're going here?
I've always, real quick, Kareem.
O.J. McDuffie.
What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but the Kareem's with an I? Any way you could hook me up with Terry Kirby, real quick?
Maybe Bob Greasy can come through here.
You see Larry Zonka bumping around here at all, Kenyon?
I didn't.
Kenyon, you know where Zach Thomas is?
I'm pretty sure Kyle Brady had a stint.
How about Jason Taylor?
I'd take Jason Taylor.
That's not fair.
I'd take Frank Gore, to be quite honest.
God, who was that bad corner for the Tennessee that they drafted? His name is Jason.
Yeah, Jay Feely. You see him lately?
No, kickers don't count.
Xavier Howard's a rising star.
Terry
I would
Kirby
take that as well.
Strong. Jake Long, that fix. That would.
But you're Jake Long, sick of Jim Harbaugh.
Who was some of these bad people that Dan Marino played with? I can't think of a tight end, not one Dolphin tight end. No, you don't tell me to break, sir.
Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson. He was kind of a...
He had to be at the end, right? Was he even there? Am I making that up?
I don't know. The money shot's coming up next after that awful display.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back in, final segment, Show and Vern. You look at me like that. No, you simmer down. Why don't you walk away, brown hat? I don't even know what that means, brown hat. Look like you about to go march.
What are you yelling at?
Fanning.
Brad Fanning. Bradley Fanning.
Crabtree.
Is what you... That's what it just feels like. It feels like a marching in Yellowstone outfit. The hat tips it off.
Yeah, he's been on a real an outdoorsman tip lately.
Yeah, he's been a filler with those outdoorsman outfits.
He ain't doing anything, though.
He could at least get a North Face.
Oh, that's nice.
Coming up.
That's a nice brand.
The best damn sports afternoon show
period.
In Kansas City. The Drive with Carrington and the outdoorsman, Brad.
Fan of the woods.
The man of the woods. He bought that Justin Timberlake album because... He is a man of the woods. Brad Fanning coming up. What is today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Is that
Therese Paylor, 3:30.
Therese Paylor, 3:30. That's right. So he had a lot of good things to say yesterday on the Therese Paylor show. So you want to jump in and listen to that. Money Shot coming up at 1:54. You brought up something that is really simple about Eric Berry that we haven't really heard a lot to talk about. Because I think we kind of take stuff for granted. Like in the game Sunday, Tyreek Hill was clearly bothered and struggling to a point where you could see they even took him off for multiple possessions. And he was not good. After the game, he said, my foot is bad. But we've heard throughout that whenever Eric Berry does play, there is going to be a pain tolerance issue. Like he's going to have to.
Well, that's what it's been this whole time.
He's going to have to deal with pain.
Right.
And the thought is, and you brought this up and you said, hey, man, how much is this really going to hurt when he actually gets out on the field? Like, can we even fathom or understand how bad that pain is going to be if everything that we know about Eric Berry, and for me, he is one of the toughest people in sports, to think – how much, whatever he gets wears off mid-second quarter when he starts, how much pain is he actually going to be in? What's up, baby? How much pain is he actually going to be in when he gets out there? Like, when you said that, like, we take that for granted, but And it.
Well, those CBS cameras had a nice long zoom in on Eric Berry before the game, and whoever the color
CBS camera zoom in
was it Tony Romo did the game.
Oh yeah,
Tony Romo was talking to Eric Berry before the contest, and Eric's telling him about it's a pain management thing. Now we've heard that from the Chiefs, we've heard that from reports, but real first time I've heard someone claim that came out of Eric Berry's mouth before. With what Eric Berry's already fought through, he obviously loves football more than most other things in his life, right?
Amen.
Family and whatnot, I'm sure that comes first. But this dude loves football. To fight what he's fought through and still want to come back and play this game, the guy obviously loves it. His teammates obviously love him. You can see it on the sideline. They're still conversing with him, dapping him up, still taking advice, sharing advice with him and whatnot. So to understand how much this guy loves football, how great this team is, the best team he's ever been a part of or has a chance to be a part of, but he's been unable to offset or play through the pain of whatever is happening in that heel, that's not something that subsides. That's not something that completely dissipates. That is going to be ever present on Thursday night and in every single game for the rest of this season. I can't imagine. For a guy that wanted to be out there, but man, I can't stand this pain. For him to accept it and say, all right, I'm going to grind through it starting this Thursday.
Or now accept it from the team as well.
Tonight. Now I've figured out a way to offset the pain a little bit more that I can at least bear it. I don't know if you can truly understand what he's going to be grinding through coming up on Thursday night. Again, like you said, I can't imagine many football players that are as tough physically and as mentally tough as Eric Berry. And he's been unable to grind through it over the first 13 weeks.
And I know you were there, and you were covering this team every day. The thing that it reminds me of is it was hard to watch Sal. When
right.
Sal had that issue with the rib cage, and every time when he would swing and it would catch him, and he would just have to grab a knee for like 15 seconds. Like, that was hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a constant thing every time he's backpedaling, he's stopping, he's pushing off, he's accelerating. Like, every time this is going to be something that he feels. And just remembering, like, at least for Sal, it wasn't every time. For Sal, it was certain ways when he swung the right way or when he threw a certain way that he would feel that sharp pain. At least it was sometimes. Like, good gracious.
I just can't imagine what's changed for Eric. Like, it maybe feels 10% better, but you know that still hurts like a.
What are we going to say?
Like, you know. No, I can't say that.
Well, just try something.
Kablankety blank.
That's what you came up with.
Well, I can't say that.
I think son of a would have been better than blanket.
No, because that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking.
M?
Yes.
MF?
God, man.
Can you not say that? That hurt like an MF.
I mean, you can, but now there's a, you know, there's people out there going, hey, you know, Dad, what's MF?
Daryl Bevel.
Right.
That's,
that's what I should have said.
Yeah,
Daryl Bevel.
Daryl Bevel.
That's right.
But what if they say, Dad, what's a Daryl Bevel? You just say a really bad offensive coordinator
that
who
decided
made a terrible call.
Yes, didn't hand it off to Marshawn Lynch. Correct. Cost Vern a cool $800.
That's it?
Yeah.
So were you, like, the level of anger?
I was at Mandalay Bay, and I fell out of my seat. Fell out of my seat, man. Oh.
Because I'm trying to think, wait, how long? That's a serious 800 for you at that time.
I mean, it's still a 800's always serious.
Yeah, but,
I don't know
but,
how
but back
things
then,
are jumping around at
then,
the Hughley household, but $800
then,
still carries
but back
some weight.
Then, now that you've become Big Vern, you're out here killing it.
No, I've been Big Vern since 01.
What happened in
0-0?
Not in 01, huh? That's right. So you could do this, but not say MF.
That's right.
You've been Big Vern since 01.
Yeah.
Shoot, I've been show since about 97, right? No, that's not true. That don't add up.
No, 01's when I graduated high school.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. About 99 for me, and I became Mr. Nasty. Did I get away from you a little bit?
I just don't know what happened to the autograph seekers.
Serta, when did you become Serta?
Service checked out.
1986.
2006.
Really?
You're work. Trying to make this about a virginity thing, aren't you?
No.
I thought we were talking about puberty.
The Money Shot.
Ew, now the Money Shot sounds dirty. All right, let's finish with the bang. The Money Shot, brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads, and it is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Ron the Show, Hughley, finish him off.
This is courtesy of the Big Lead and Jason List. Graham Couch
Jason List?
Is an Associated Press voter with the Lansing State Journal.
Oh,
and he is
God.
On this Sparty. personal crusade. He is not voting. He has left Duke, Kansas, and Tennessee out of his poll because they haven't played enough games on the road in opposing gyms.
Good.
So he's not
man of
voting.
Conviction.
That's stupid.
It is
so
stupid.
he's not voting them in the top 25. So in his top, you know what? Graham, how old do you think Graham is? He's got a millennial name.
38.
You think he's that old?
Yep.
I feel like Graham's 25. You know what, Graham?
You talking directly to Graham right now?
Yeah, I'm talking directly to Graham. Mm. You can take your ballot. Like, his polls should be taken away from him. It should be. It should be taken. It seems like something Fanning would do. It should be taken
That's
away
true.
From him. It's ridiculous. What do you mean?
Those I got two, principles.
It's the best teams in college basketball. What do you think if Tennessee to play that Eastern Michigan State on the
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.